Wisconsin's juvenile prisons are slated to shut their doors by 2021, according to a law passed last year. But Governor Tony Evers wants to delay the closure, saying that more time and money is needed. In addition, the governor's forthcoming budget proposal is reported to include bonding to close these prisons. It'll also call for money to add staff at Lincoln Hills and increase pay for employees. Patrick Marley is a politics and state house reporter for the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel. Patrick, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Rob.
Well, Patrick, you've been following this story really since it broke. What do you make of this delay? What's going on with this proposed delay in the schedule of closing Lincoln Hills?
It's a little unclear exactly how long of a delay we're going to be looking at. Some of the lawmakers who put together the bill that is closing Lincoln Hills had said at the early stages of this session that they would need to extend the timeline to get everything done in time. And then after that, there was a meeting among lawmakers and some people from the administration, and apparently the message at that meeting was that they may need as much as 2 years more to close it, which would be 4 years from today. And so that's caused some consternation, particularly among Republican lawmakers. But it's unclear exactly what they'll settle on as for what kind of timeline they need to shut this facility down.
Now, the backstory, long-running concerns about abuse or neglect of the juveniles at this facility, concerns for the safety of the people who work at Lincoln Hills in particular. Patrick, talk about what the plan is to move from Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake to what? What is it we're trying to get ready in this time span?
So right now there's about 140 kids who stay at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake. That's down considerably from past years. The idea is that they want to get these kids into much smaller facilities and ones that are closer to their homes. So you might have two or three dozen young people staying at these facilities. Some would be run by the state for the really the most serious offenders. Some would be run by the counties. Those facilities could also hold people who have been found to have committed very serious crimes as well. And then you could have some say, right now the facility is north of Wausau, very far from southeastern Wisconsin, where many of these youth come from. You could put one in or near Milwaukee. There would be expanded facility in Madison and then maybe some other places around the state. The advocates and legislators say this is a better way to provide services, that you have them more connected with their family, and you can have a better staff to inmate ratio and provide sort of one-on-one counseling and more services to them.
So how are we doing on this? What plans are afoot to actually have a site for these facilities, have staffing, put them in place?
So last year, the state agreed to pay $19 million to one inmate who had attempted suicide, did not die, but was severely mentally impaired from because she wasn't able to breathe and her heart had stopped for a long period of time. And so that suddenly, after there had been a lot of hand-wringing in the legislature about what to do about Lincoln Hills, that sort of seemed to get things moving. They agreed to close it by 2021 and provided $80 million in funding for these county-run facilities. And now the question seems to be that they think they need more time and they need more money for these new facilities. They haven't indicated where specifically these facilities will be, so they need to identify a location and then they need to build them.
Talking to Patrick Marley from the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel with the latest news on plans to replace what are currently the state's main youth prisons for boys and girls. And Patrick, now we're hearing that the governor in his budget is planning to include more funding for staffing, better pay for the staff at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake while they're still in operation. What do we know about staffing conditions and the treatment of inmates there? Has anything improved?
Lincoln Hills continues to suffer from a big staff shortage. That's true at many correctional facilities. I guess there's been a particular spotlight on Lincoln Hills, but you've got many adult institutions that have very large, what they call vacancy rates. So positions that are empty, which can be as many as one in five. And obviously when you have a position that isn't filled, you have to take the existing staff and make them work more. So a lot of people are put into situations where they, as soon as they come to the end of an 8-hour shift, they're informed they have to work another one. And this can happen many days in a row, and staff get burnt out. And, you know, they're dealing with a difficult population, whether they're adults or young people. One solution that has been proposed from both the administration and lawmakers is to pay workers more money so that you can attract more workers and keep them once you get them. The governor's indicated he's going to do that in his budget. We don't know how big of an increase it'll be. Correctional officers have gotten some wage increases in recent years. It hasn't been enough to stem this problem.
And it seems like one unique challenge here is it's got to be hard to hire people to work at a job that they know is finite. It's going to end whether it's 2021 or a couple of years later. Anybody they hire, it's a limited-term job.
Yes, but however, we haven't really seen the problem get worse since they said that they were closing Lincoln Hills. I mean, it was in the worker shortage was a problem before, and it continues to be a problem. I don't know that we've seen it worsen. It does appear that Lincoln Hills will have a life after it is no longer a juvenile facility. It seems like there's a strong possibility that that facility will become an adult institution. And everyone who works there now has been guaranteed a different state job when it does close. So whether, you know, if it's a new adult facility, they could work there, or they could be relocated to another facility elsewhere. Now, that may mean some people have to move and some people might not want to do that. So it definitely adds to the job security concerns that employees might have there.
And Patrick, you mentioned that there are fewer youth now at Lincoln Hills in Copper Lake. Why is that?
Judges have made a concerted effort to put fewer people there. You know, usually, in most cases, you are sent there. It's determined by a judge, probably in all cases, it's determined by a judge, and there's some discretion as to whether to keep them in a local facility, whether to keep them on home monitoring. And so, with all of the controversy about Lincoln Hills, there's been an effort to send fewer there, and that's what's happening.
And what, Patrick, as we wrap up, do we know about conditions, safety there for inmates, residents, and the staff?
So there was a lawsuit. There's been a lot of lawsuits over Lincoln Hills. One of them was brought by the ACLU and representing inmates who were there, and that state settled that, and as a condition of that, had to have an independent monitor check in on the facility on a regular basis. We got the first report recently on that, and the independent monitor raised some concerns about the facility there, that the inmates weren't being given enough time to be in class, and they weren't getting enough programming, that the rooms were not suicide resistant, which is obviously a concern because I told you about that situation where a girl attempted suicide and nearly died. So there continue to be a number of problems.
Patrick, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date.
Thank you.
That's Patrick Marley, politics and state house reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joined us with the latest on what's happening to juvenile prisons, Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake.